Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insiders.
Have you ever told yourself or others that you ain't in the DJ game not for the money, not for the fame? And then you realize you have no fans or friends to come to shows and nobody wants to pay you. Well, my DJ friend, this video is for you. What's up, my good vibe DJ tribe? This week's video comes from DJ producer Sono Lukmeek, and he asks, if it's not about the fame or the money, then how do I ask for my worth and try to gain a big enough fan base to drive those leads? This is a totally fair question, and I feel like most of the people that say this line about it's not about the money genuinely believe that, but what they are trying to say is that it's about something much bigger than money. That being said, when we continuously talk about the thing that we don't want to have happen, it's like we're telling the universe to bring that into our life in some sense. So like that book, The Secret, you're saying it's not about the money, and then guess what? Nobody wants to pay you. Same seems to go for fame or popularity. You say it's not about gaining this huge fan base, but then you realize you have no understanding of what that looks like, because you want to bring in this organic reach, but you also don't want to focus on the fan base because it's not about that, and thus more confusion and frustration because you're working your butt off at something that you're super passionate about, but you don't know how to get that organic reach because it's also not about the fame. So then what is it about? So my suggestion for those of you out there that are struggling with this is to change the language, change the behavior, and change the action. So, for example, instead of talking about what it's not about, start talking about what it is about. So maybe it is about creating these passionate relationships in music. Maybe it is about the experience that you get when you're out and about doing these events. And please, please, please get it out of your head right now that any monetary value that you bring in somehow makes you a sellout, because it doesn't. And I actually did a video on what that actually means for a lot of us. Getting back to changing the language, behavior, and actions, the next thing I want you to think about in gaining this fan base is to think about what kind of fan you are. You love music, you love to make music, you are in your 20s, you like to support events. Now, think about how you are a fan and purchasing music and going to events of people that you really believe in. So maybe instead of focusing your energy on gaining a fan base in the sense of people that just enjoy music and go to events, think about working with other DJs and producers, because guess what? We all have our own little fan bases, for one. For two, this is about building community, right? About having those experiences, about working with other people, about playing these events. So if you naturally are being a great fan and supporting other people, you tend to bring more of that in your life. So for example, if I'm working with a few artists within the city that, you know, we play similar subgenres of music and we all have our own little fan base, and then we throw an event together and then we all kind of bring our own fan base in there. Now suddenly everybody's being introduced to maybe artists that they haven't heard before, and we're growing a fan base off other people's fan base while also helping to create a bigger fan base for them. Another thing that you might want to consider is that, you know, maybe when you were first coming into the industry that you really wanted somebody to look out for you, to give you advice, to help you figure out what kind of gear, to maybe even practice and how to go about getting better at your DJ skills. You could potentially run workshops and give opportunities to other people, which in a sense would kind of start bringing in that fan base, building that community, and who knows what those people might end up doing in their careers, how well they might do, and then remember how you helped them in the beginning. I think a thing to consider is if what you are doing right now is not working, then it is time to switch it up. It's time to do something different to see what might work. And what you're doing right now might not be working quite at this moment, but it could be working a little bit down the line as you go farther in your career, as you build more of your fan base. So with all of that being said, I want you to start brainstorming on some various ways that you can put yourself out there, build that fan base, and also keep in mind that all of these things that you're doing is building value to your brand. So now you're not just a DJ, but you're, you know, maybe you're throwing parties, maybe you're doing workshops, maybe you are a mentor for other people in the industry. And if you can build on that, build that brand, make sure that the product, the mixes, the tunes that you're putting out there are of quality, then when you are asking for your worth, it's going to be a lot easier for people to understand why it's worth paying you that. And again, stop saying it's not about the money, because when we say things like this, we are literally attracting people in our life that are like, oh, it's not? Okay, great, because I have a party and there's no budget, so why don't you come play for me? Thank you so much for your question. Please let us know what you end up doing. And if you are enjoying the music that is in this video, he made it. So I will link you to his SoundCloud and you can go check out some of his music. Until next time, make sure you send your hashtag AskHelma questions over to me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or you can PM me or email me if you'd like to stay anonymous. But I want to hear from you guys. What are some ways that you have built a fan base and it's been an authentic reach? How have you changed the language? Maybe you used to tell yourself it's not about the fame and now you're telling yourself something else and it's actually bringing in a more authentic reach of your audience. Until next time, don't let no one kill your vibe.